And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Joining us this week is NDSU Livestock Management Specialist Lacey Quayle from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Lacey, we talked overconditioning in our other report this week of your bulls. How do you maintain or regain proper condition?
First things first, when you bring a new bull home, you want to make sure that you quarantine that animal from the rest of your herd just to mitigate disease risk. It's good to keep them separate anywhere from 2 weeks to 30 days from the rest of your herd. Work with your veterinarian to make sure that they're on your same vaccination protocol as the rest of your herd. And then you may also think about if you need an insurance policy or something on a new herd sire before you turn them out with the rest of your herd.
All right, good stuff. Hey, we'll talk more on the conditioning of your bull when we come back.
Fort Myers Beach is back. Discover the brand new Margaritaville Beach Resort, Fort Myers Beach. Escape to our beachfront paradise with the perfect blend of adventure and relaxation. Taste the tropics at our six island-inspired bars and restaurants. Dive into Fins Up Beach Club, the action-packed aquatic playground featuring a lagoon-style pool. Unwind in the laid-back luxury of your oceanfront room. Indulge yourself at St. Somewhere Spa. Margaritaville, Fort Myers Beach, the perfect escape. Check us out at margaritavilleresorts.com.
The Minot Hot Tots and Honeybees are back in action this summer at Corbett Field in Minot, North Dakota. The schedule is packed with even bigger and better theme nights, fun promotions for the whole family, warm summer evenings, and of course, baseball and softball. The fun starts on May 26th at 6:35 p.m., but you can go to hottotsbaseball.com or honeybeesoftball.com today to see what's in store this season.
Talking proper body condition of your bull today with Lacey Quayle. And Lacey, some more advice here.
So we really want to make sure bulls stay at a moderate to high moderate body condition of that 5 to 6 range as they enter the breeding season. And if a bull is overconditioned, we want to step them down from a high energy diet to get to that proper body condition. We can do that by decreasing the concentrate from what they were at by 15 to 20% per week over several weeks. And it's important to think about doing this 90 days before the breeding season starts to make sure that spermatogenesis gets to a point where they're producing healthy sperm cells. Young bulls are still growing. They may need to gain still 1.5 to 2 pounds a day. That can be accomplished with a ration anywhere from 10 to 11% protein and 60 to 70% energy. So really working on forage testing and feed testing and making sure you know the quality of the feeds that you're putting into these animals.
Good stuff. Thanks, Lacey, for that. And that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by Margaritaville on Fort Myers Beach, by the Minot Hot Tots, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.